see, I have my team with me, Ms. Brandy Bennett and Brad Whaley. Brad will take over this. You heard Ms. Bennett this morning on NSP, but we're here today for a memorandum of understanding on the Habitat for Humanity for the NSP program. And Brad, you...
Yes, thank you. Just a little background. Sussex County received $2 million in neighborhood stabilization funds to help us to reduce the number of foreclosed homes in the county. We've been in the process of drafting a memorandum of understanding with our partners, and we're really here today to kind of outline the agreement that we have with Habitat. Of the $2 million we received, 25% or $500,000 of that must be used to assist households with incomes of less than 50% of the area median income, and Habitat's agreed to work with us to assist this income group. We've had working sessions with Mr. Baker and Kevin Gilmore from Habitat, and Vince Robertson and our office, and our county attorney, Mr. Moore. It's kind of a lengthy document, but to summarize how the program will work, Sussex County Community Development Office will loan Habitat up to $125,000 to purchase and rehab foreclosed housing in one of our targeted areas, which are the Seaford, Laurel, Milford, Georgetown, and Greenwood areas. Habitat will buy the homes, they'll manage the rehab project, and they'll place qualifying families who've accumulated enough sweat equity through their program into the homes. Upon the sale of the homes, to a qualified family, the first loan will be converted into a 0% mortgage, which is Habitat's standard model. Habitat will service that loan, and then on a yearly basis, they will reimburse the county with the funding that they've received through the mortgage payments, less a reasonable administration fee. The funds received by the county will be placed into an account to be reused specifically for related housing activities such as rehabilitation, down payment, closing assistance. And the Habitat will also have the option to reapply to the county to retain these funds and reuse them for approved housing programs. And we just like to ask the council's permission to complete this agreement with Mr. Baker and Mr. Moore's review. We'd just like to request that we could go through with this.
Any questions from council?
Help me understand how it reduces the number of foreclosed homes. How does that do that?
Well, the $2 million, I just think it's basically through soft seconds and that type of thing. It just allows more people to enter into the market.
It just gets all of the foreclosed vacant properties sort of off the market.
Right.
They're deteriorating and sort of bringing down value. So by us putting new families in there would help then.
Right. It's good for the community.
Right.
But the folks that apply are not necessarily folks who's had their homes foreclosed on.
No. Unfortunately, this money isn't allowed to be used for
not that
preventative
way.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not possible to use that money to help folks escape having their homes foreclosed on.
No,
but it's
specifically
not,
said
no. Not for that. Because it doesn't. It sounds like it.
We would love to.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
okay.
No.
Okay. Thanks. And it's a great plan.
Any other comments or questions?
Do we have any, not to belabor this point, any idea what the reasonable administration fees, who determines reasonable?
Well, actually, it'll be determined with Mr. Baker and Mr. Moore and Kevin Gilmore in our office.
Okay.
We'll look at what the standard, cost is throughout the banking industry and do something similar.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like to read the memo?
I think be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize an agreement with Sussex County Habitat for Humanity to acquire and rehabilitate homes through the Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Mm-hmm. Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the memorandum of understanding as read by Mr. Baker. Is there any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Mr. Ashman. Disappointed. I thought this was going to be unanimous. No.
Good afternoon. My purpose for being here today is to inform council that on June 25th, 2009, eligible voters approved the creation of the Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District by a vote of 40 for the district and 1 against the district. This tally includes 4 absentee ballots, and we'll be asking council to approve a resolution declaring the Woodlands of Millsboro a sanitary sewer district. You've seen this project several times with postings and public hearings. It's a 57-lot subdivision to the west of Millsboro, which we will be building a new pump station and a force main and tying into an existing pump station owned by the town of Millsboro. And we will enter into an agreement with them to dispose of the waste. Their existing treatment plan has been surfacing, and DENREC has withheld violations since there appears to be a Sussex County solution. And this resolution will allow the county engineer and attorney to procure necessary lands and right-of-ways by purchase agreement and or condemnation. This also directs the county engineer to prepare maps, plans, specifications, and estimates, let contracts for and supervise the construction and maintenance of any structures required to provide for safe disposal of sewage in the sewer district. This also directs county finance director and county engineer to apply for, accept, and receive grants, loans, and other funding necessary to provide adequate financing for the planning, design, construction, and all phases of the sanitary sewer district. As there's no questions.
They don't know what it would cost them?
They do have an estimate that was presented at their public hearing.
And they understand completely, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Because we're hearing that.
And compared to what they are paying now,
yes,
it is more. However, with the violations that they currently have, they see that their price is going, what they're paying now is going to increase,
mm-hmm,
and they still have the headaches of maintaining the treatment plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have the number from the town of Millsboro that they're going to charge you to treat this waste?
We have a number of $6 per 1,000 gallons plus 60 cents per 100.
Yeah.
$6 per 1,000. And there is a connection fee number, which I do not have in front of me.
I have it.
Well, I mean, all that is firm.
We have all that in place. The agreement is on Millsboro Council meeting Monday, which we plan to attend. From what we understand, their attorney and our attorneys have been working back and forth, had the verbiage all in place.
And do we have any place else that we pay to treat sewage?
We pay with the town of Georgetown and with Seaford.
Mm-hmm. Is Seaford? City of Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm. Are these fees in line with what we pay those people?
We think they're a little higher than what we're used to paying, but they seem that Millsboro doesn't seem to be very flexible on that.
Reflects their out-of-town rate.
This is their out-of-town rate, so they're being consistent with,
yeah,
what they charge, and we have seen that. I should say that the town of Georgetown prefers that. You know, everybody's the same, and I know what they're saying on their end. It is easier when you don't have
sure,
something like that.
But and we have no options, obviously.
So we're not charged premium.
So they don't?
We do. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't live in Millsboro, but they have to go by what Millsboro's going to charge.
Sure.
Yeah, since they're on an out-of-town rate, they
don't have representation particularly.
Correct.
About that. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Are there any other questions before we ask our county attorney to read the resolution?
Of course, Millsboro doesn't have a thing in this because the county's footing the bill too, right? I mean, they're going to hook it right to Millsboro.
We're going to go right to their pump station, make the connection point. They charge us a $500 one-time tapping fee for that one connection into their pipeline, and then from then on, they just treat and dispose of the...
how many homes have they got in here, you said?
57.
That's 7. It averages how much hookup fee was it?
$4,657.
$4,600.
No, $4,600, and that is going to be funded within the project costs. So the homeowners want to.
So they pay $4,600 to get to hook it up. Then they're going to pay $6 a thousand after that.
Yeah, it turns out to a yearly rate of an average
annual
rate is.
I
have mine too.
944,
And the bulk of that, of course, is service charge because of the, you know, contract with Millsboro.
And we are continuing to work with RD. I'm trying to get a little bit more grant money out of them if possible. They've been very good to us.
They've got very excellent funding scenario compared to others. They got the 100% SRF stimulus, 100% from the state, unusual. 75% RD is grant. So we're only financing like $170,000. It's just that you can't spread it over a lot of.
Sure. We received the stimulus grant for this.
Right.
That's all they pay is $944 a year?
$944,
estimated,
yes.
Estimated. And that's service charge and front foot assessment.
What is it?
$944.
Service charge and front foot assessment.
All of it. The whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Very good. Per house, yeah.
I understand.
Any other questions? Mr. Moore, do you have the resolution?
Yes, the resolution, Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District, declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of the Delaware Code.
Could I get a motion to that effect?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by our county attorney, Mr. Moore. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ashman. Julie Cooper, are you available?
Good afternoon. I'm here for a project closeout. It is the Air Park Fire Protection System upgrade. And what we have is I'm asking for approval of the final balancing change order and substantial completion of the project. I believe that Andrea put something in your packets Friday for information.
Yes. So it's about a $3,600 difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the balancing change order in total is $3,611.30. That's a plus.
Okay.
That's a sum of a couple of added items and then adjusted quantities.
Okay. Does council have any questions for Julie?
What the added items were.
Okay.
Please.
There was a small amount of surveying I had done to locate pipe turnups for the GAC filtration project, which is now under construction, but it's a different contract. And there were three underground valves that I had installed on the water lines between our existing tanks, our new water tank, and where this filtration building is being constructed. That way, while our underground contractor was there, they did that work rather than have it added to the other project. It was more economical that way.
I guess on this fire protection system at the airport, has there been, I'm of the understanding that when you first turned that thing on and tested it, that we had too much pressure in the system?
No, there wasn't too much pressure. It was just more than what was there before, which was part of the original, which was part of the design. And because of that, the people's fire systems, for example, we have PATS, we have D&B, and we have Just in Tanks. They all have fire systems, and their valves weren't set right.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, I know that PATS, for example, uses Columbia Fire, who worked on this project as well as a subcontractor. They've made adjustments in the system to compensate for the difference in pressure.
Didn't break anything, did you?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure I would have been told. And I wanted to mention, too, the largest add item was, as part of the project, we had to connect a new part of the new piping to the existing piping on Baltimore Avenue. And when this existing piping was excavated, it literally came apart. And I want to commend Kroll, the subcontractor. Their crew spent the entire day, all the way through lunch, through dinner, to repair our existing pipe, and their proposal for that work without taking any breaks was really within reason. It's well below what I would have expected.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Ms. Cooper, have you
have a motion? Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department,
that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective July 28, 2009 to Southern Builders Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland for Sussex County Project Number 0307 Air Park Fire Protection System Upgrade, and further that balancing change order number 3 be approved in the amount of $3,611.30, thereby increasing the contract amount from $2,831,941.88 to $2,835,553.18, and that final payment be made and any retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the substantial completion balancing change order as read by Ms. Cooper. Is there any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
Julie. Ms. Webb?
Only a few grants today. The first one, Ravens Music Boosters.
This is the request that came as a result of the presentation last week. I am prepared to contribute $1,000 to the cause. Are there any other council members who would like to participate?
I want to participate. I thought, how about Mr. Cole? Seems like he's got a lot of money in his
account.
Mr.
Cole,
can you do that?
I think he can probably match me. He doesn't like to be top, so we'll put $1,000 in for him.
Sure, why not?
How about you, Ms. Deaver?
I could put in $1,000.
Okay. Mr. Vincent?
Oof. Certainly.
$1,000 from Mr. Vincent.
$500 from me.
$500 from Mr. Wilson.
Sam.
If I can get 3 votes, you got $4,500, which is quite a bit from this council in these lean economic times. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
A motion and a second to grant $4,500 to the Ravens Music Boosters. $500 from Mr. Wilson, $1,000 each from Mr. Vincent, Cole, Phillips, and Deaver. Is there any questions on the motion?
No questions, except that I think it's a very good thing for the students that don't have the money to pay for this kind of trip, and I think it's a wonderful thing that we help them, and I'm going to ask them around some of the business people to see if they will help too.
Any other comments? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you so much.
Check's in the mail.
Check in the mail.
I'll not be here.
That's right.
Ms. Webb, have we
next
any?
Next one is Seashore Striders for the Bethany Beach Patrol. And it is Mr. Cole's grant, so if it would be appropriate to defer, I don't know.
You should defer it.
Okay.
He was the only one that contributed to it.
I have a motion for Ms. Deaver to defer. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion deferred. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
I have one ordinance, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for business and professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.711 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
There is no additional business from the public. Does the council have any additional business?
No.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to recess until 6 p.m. for our public hearings.
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are recessed. Thank you, folks.